Not everyone can always get around Sydney as much as they'd like, especially at the moment. However, Art Out, a constantly expanding site that maintains interactive tours, info on artists and artworks, have shifted or are no longer, that artworks that are kind of shifted and are no longer accessible with everything going on at the moment. Artists and art lovers alike can contribute by letting Art Out know what's out there, whether it's online or exploring street by street. The space recognises that art can be intrinsic, often propelled by its environment and non-traditional spaces. The initiative started with 250 sites and is adding more. That's once the world opens up properly. We're lucky enough to be joined now by founder Glenn Falkenstein. How's it going? Or Screen, I should say. Glenn, how are you?
I'm really good. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining the show. So tell us first and foremost, what was kind of the inspiration for this?
Well, I was seeing around town that a few things were happening in the past few months as the pandemic happened and hit us, in that there were less people out and about, and we used opportunities we could to get out, but also that street artists and artists around town were using opportunities to regenerate spaces, mm-hmm. whether they be galleries or street art, in anticipation of people getting out there a little bit more and eventually seeing what they could do. And this is something that I love. I live in the inner city. I love seeing street art. I love seeing what artists do. And I wanted to have to use this opportunity to collaborate with as many artists as possible in getting their work out there, whether people were trying to find it when they were going out and about, or if they're more comfortable just looking at it from the living room. And yeah, that's really how Art Out came about and started to grow from there.
That's fantastic. So it is interactive, is it? Is essentially, if you jump on your phone or you jump on the net or whatever it is, are we just looking at photos, or is it more similar to, I guess, maybe Google Street View, where you can essentially walk around through it and this, that, the other? Give us, like, how close is it to that?
Well, it's much more a virtual interactive tour. So we do have individual photos of art and individual pieces in galleries we've documented, for instance. But the idea is you go to a specific location, you can look, you go on the map, walk through a different area, and then find, oh, here's a really cool piece of art, click on it, and suddenly you're not just looking at the art, you're looking at all the environment surrounding you. You can move around, you can hold your phone and move it as if you're there, mm-hmm. you can click on bits of info in the tour and see here's a bit about the artist, here's a bit about the location. We obviously we credit all the artists and have links to all their portfolios and a little bit of info about them. And also, if you're, say, on Cleveland Street or King Street, you can then finish looking at the art, go down to the map and say, oh, there's another great piece around here. There's a cafe which has a lot of art in it. We're trying to document any, even including non-traditional spaces that have art, whether they be cafes or bars. Certainly, there's so many great bars around Newtown where street artists or artists have come in and then had the opportunity to paint murals or just add paintings or sculpture, whatever they're doing, to the area. Mm. So, yeah, we want to make that, and especially as sculptures, or so much of this art is not simply 2D. We want to make it as interactive as possible. I mean, so much of art is so tied to its location, and as much as you can get some of that from 2D photo, there's so much more you can get from an interactive tool.
Absolutely. How'd you go about finding, 250 pieces of art or sites that you've got so far? Were you privy to most of them, or how much kind of influence did others have in this?
Well, part of it was literally wandering around the area. I had a good walk around Newtown and a lot of the surrounding streets and suburbs.
Hands-on research.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Look, it was just good. I was spending a lot of time at home and I wanted to get out a bit more, and it's something I could do while so being safe, social distancing, but having a daily exercise, not getting too far from home, or just the different, seeing different areas. But a lot of the time as I was developing it, I would meet the different artists at the sites and speak to friends and people I was collaborating with and working with developing the platform, giving advice. And they'd say, oh, there's these great pieces. This artist is literally painting one around the corner. I catalogued Cafe Lily Pad in Glebe just around the corner from 2SER. And they put me onto this beautiful piece that the Glebe Youth Services are working up. And that's a work in progress now. It's going to be up in a few days. I'm going to go photograph and add it. But yeah, as word spread, just people got in touch and said, hey, this is another one you should do. So some of it was legwork, but also really nice to see more and more that people are writing it and saying, hey, there's this one that's just come up, or this one you missed, and you should do it again. You should go make sure it's up there.
Absolutely. It's mostly kind of surrounding the inner city and the inner west. Where else would you hope or you think you might expand into?
Well, for the moment, it's covering Glebe, Chippendale, Redfern, Surry Hills, Darlington. And I really like to just expand a little bit out. So next, I really want to cover Enmore Marigold. So many gorgeous pieces around there. So many amazing cafes, which are collaborating with artists too. Darlinghurst, Annandale. And I'm hoping folks can, from us from the area, whether they're artists or just fans, write in and say, hey, there's this piece, even send us photos. And we're happy to credit the photographers. We'll have credit all the photographers and artists.
Great.
But yeah, we just look like those will be the next spots. And I also want to catalogue some of the bars and cafes in Newtown we haven't got to yet. We, as you said, we launched with 250, but there's certainly spaces in, I believe, in Surrey Hills and surrounds that we'd like to add. And actually, that's my next couple of days, is going to meet with different cafes and galleries and making sure they're represented and up there.
Really good stuff. What have been some of your kind of personal highlights from the site so far? What do you love, and what would you maybe direct people's attention to?
There's a new site we actually just put up yesterday, Canteen Gallery, just opposite Central Park. Mm-hmm. They've got this gorgeous exhibit, it went up just 2 days ago, called One Off, where they've given artists who work in traditional formats to say no, do something out of the ordinary. So there's one artist who does traditionally paintings, but they love Warhammer, so they did an amazing sculpture about Warhammer. So it's all artists doing things that are off the beaten track for them. Another mural I'd point people to, I think it was in quite a bit in the press, the Adam Goods mural that went up on Devonshire Street in Surrey Hill. Mm-hmm. We went through and photographed that one. It was nice. It was just a nice time of day, but it was when it just went up. So it was really nice to see all these families coming together and people just noticing the mural and just managed to capture a bit of sense of the community camaraderie there. And it's just some stunning pieces. Scotty Marsh, Vincent McGee, like there's so many incredible street artists that are about the place. They've got some gorgeous ones up on Alice Street. Marsh has a few around Chippendale, including one that's gone up just opposite Knox Bar, which I think was a bit in the press. Knox Bar too, just catalogued their space, and it's such a gorgeous venue there. I know they're reopening proper later in the week. So yeah, I think there's a few spots, but it depends what you do, whether it's street art or cafes or bars, where trying to cover the whole gamut of what people who like art are into.
Yeah, really, really cool stuff that you're championing some kind of local artists as well. Hey, just remind us, Glenn, if people want to go check it out, where do they head to see this Art Out interactive kind of site?
So it's artout.live, and that's for Facebook, Instagram, and the website, just artout.live. The idea is just we have links to all the artists, and we really want to, a lot of them are starting out, or some are very established, some are emerging, and they're just so great. And we just want to bring attention to them, and also just find spaces for them to paint and to put up their work. And there's so many beautiful, whether like non-traditional spaces like houses or buildings. And I know a couple of cafes have already said, hey, like we're looking for people to put stuff up. So if you are an artist looking for spaces to show your work, we'd love you to get in touch, and hopefully we can connect you with some great spaces to get yourself stuff literally up there.
Really cool stuff. So great for the community. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Glenn. All the best with it going forward. I hope it gains heaps of momentum, and it's just great for kind of the art scene in Sydney.
Oh, cheers, mate. It's been really great to chat.
Cheers. Appreciate your time.